Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, South America, in particular Chile, has for about 40 years now been a pretty reliable source of pretty good, varietally correct, pretty good value wines for sort of everyday pulling the cork on. And you've just kind of recently kind of revisited. Are we still playing in that field?
Yeah, I wanted to see what some of the reasonably priced Chilean wines are like. And this mostly applies to the reds. I don't think they've done a very distinguished job with
not
the whites.
Yet.
But there's a few things out there. One of the names that we first became familiar with was Los Vascos, which is the Rothschild project that's been going on there for decades now. The label looks like a Rothschild
label.
Yeah,
it does.
Like Lafite, so it's kind of cute. This is the Los Vascos Carmenere Grand Reserve from 2012. Carmenere, it's a very Merlot-like grape. A lot of people used to mistake it. It's increasingly popular, and this Grand Reserve is a classy example. It was rich, round, soft, very impressive. There were sweet black plum flavors that were offset by bitter blackberry streaks. And the impression is just dark flavors, restrained exuberance, seriousness.
Okay.
You know, so this was a serious wine.
Wine to be encountered.
Yes, it was. That's right. Most definitely. $18. So
okay,
the price
not bad. I don't feel quite so
too
serious.
Bad. No. And then I started thinking about how the Chilean cabs used to be. And I tasted Casas Patronales, Cabernet Sauvignon from the Malé Valley. This is only a $10 bottle. As we said, they always had a knack for turning out good quality, inexpensive reds, particularly the cab sauves. And this one is pretty typical of what's going on now. The Chilean cabs of the 1980s were soft, medium-bodied wines with almost no tannin. This one is much bigger with much more tannin and darker flavors. It is an everyday red. It's totally acceptable as that. Lots of sweet black cherries on the nose and in the palate, along with considerable spiciness. So for $10, this is this is a pretty good deal. And I think it just seemed to be like an updated approach to Cabernet Sauvignon, which I did appreciate. I tried something I thought was rather good from Haras de Pirquet. It's their Carmenere Reserve. And this is from the Maipo Valley, 2015, only $13. Remember I was talking about the Carmenere from Los Vascos being serious.
Yes, right.
This one's fun. This is a very much more lively Carmenere. Juicy fruit, bright acidity, more pronounced tannins. In fact, the tannins somewhat cloak the fruit at first. But you do see through to the tart black cherries with sweet sidelights and a touch of spice. Very full-bodied, very lively. This wine begs to go with grilled meats and summer vegetables. Just really delicious. So I thought at $13 is a really good value. And let's just mention some of the things they have done with whites. This is Casa Patronales again. Their Sauvignon Blanc, $10. A lot of the Sauvignon Blancs I tasted just were not very good, but this one was nice. It was very soft, very inviting, very nice, clean fruit with a good bit of sweetness to it, and I liked it. And at $10, this is an easy-to-like, everyday wine. So we're going to put these on the website. Hope you look them up. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.